Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
And it begins to read, I want you to look at your neighbor with all the strength you can muster and say, neighbor, anytime now. No, say that like you really mean it. Say, neighbor, anytime now, it can happen for you. Somebody ought to praise him for that right there. Oh, because when you come with a heart of expectation, at any moment, at any time, God can send somebody to begin to pull you up out the low places of your situation. God can begin to turn somebody's heart and say, is it anybody left in the household of Saul that I can begin to show forth kindness to? That means you got to have an expectation, oh God. See, you got to be expecting an anytime type of blessing. You got to be expecting God to send somebody to bless you. You got to be expecting things to get better. You got to be expecting things to turn in your favor. You got to have an expectated type of praise and say, I don't see it yet, but I expect anytime. Oh, my God. At any time. Anytime you can get a breakthrough. Anytime you can get your healing. Anytime now you can get your deliverance. All you got to do is wait on it. Anytime now. You may be seated in the presence of God. And I began to look at the scriptures and I said, God, it seems like the people of God don't have that anointing for an anytime type of blessing. It means now that you don't been so accustomed now of it not manifesting in your life that now you have come to a standstill and you feel like that any time is not going to break through on your behalf, but yet any time things are going to turn yet for the worse instead of for the good. But I came to let two or three people know now that at any time God can show up and begin to turn it around in your favor and give you everything that belongs to you. Everything that got your name attached to it, everything that you've been connected to, God can return it back and restore it back to you. Any time now, you are about to be restored back to your rightful place. Oh. I feel the fire too early. But go back now to verse 1. It says, David now. He said, is there yet anyone left in the house of Saul that I may show kindness to? And he goes down to verse 3 and said, the king said, is there not yet any in the household of Saul that may show kindness to of God of him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan, have yet a son which is lame on his feet. Has anybody been like Mephibosheth? That where every situation that comes in your life, it seemed like it has made you lame to a certain degree. It seemed like that every time you try to do the will of God, you end up in a lame situation where things ain't working in your favor. You seem like Mephibosheth, where somebody got to put you down into a place called Lodabar and isolate you from everybody else, isolate you from the world. And now God said, anytime I can send somebody to say, I need to pull you up on a load of bar. I need to come and show you some kindness because it's overdue anytime now. But he said, he has yet one servant. Notice he called him servant. Oh God. I don't care how lame your situation is, you still got to serve God. Y'all ain't said that. Even though he called my father self lame, he had to say he have yet another servant. Y'all ain't said that. Which means even though in his lame situation, he was still willing to praise God. Even though in the lame situation, he was still a servant of God. But he said he was yet lame. Some of us have found ourselves lame on our feet. Oh God. Which means it said that he was lame on his feet, which means he could not physically stand and begin to walk out his own soul's salvation. Y'all, he couldn't physically walk into prosperity because he had a lame situation going on. It was something that was blocking him and was hindering him from walking things out the right way. So now when you want to do the will of God, when you want to serve God wholeheartedly, you walk with a limp now. Oh, I wish I had some people to say, I may be crippled, but I still got a breakthrough dance. I may be crippled a little bit, but I still can praise God in spite of what I'm dealing with. Because even though my situation may have me in Lodabar, I'm not going to stay right here. Because I may be here day in and day out. I may be dealing with the situation year after year, but sooner or later, anytime now, God is going to favor me and touch somebody's heart and say, is it anybody that's left in the house that I can show kindness to? Oh, is there anybody out in radio land that I can show kindness to? Is it anybody at the Glory Has Come that been going through hell, that don't understand how they're going to make it, don't know how they're going to break out, but yet any time at any moment that is waiting for God to begin to show up, that is waiting for God to pull them out of the situation? Anytime now, look at somebody and say, anytime it's gonna happen. Because what you don't understand, after all the hell you had to go through, it's got to happen by now. After all the devils you had to fight, after all the stuff you done lost and everything you gave up, sooner or later, anytime now, you got to walk into a financial anointing. Why? Because the devil done stripped you of every dime you had. So what began to happen? God said, now I got to call somebody to come and bless you. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church this morning. I wish I had some of feather cells. Some people that's been in Lodabar that can't even understand why they in Lodabar. They know that they deserve better than that. Why? Because they's a king's kid. Their father was a king, but yet they still find themselves in a Lodabar situation. They still find themselves lame on their feet. But look at your neighbor and say, anytime. But he said, he have yet one servant who is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? So you got to understand, in your Lodabar situation, you still got to remain in position. Uh-oh, they ain't like that. They ain't like that. You still got to remain in your position, because what began to happen, you can't begin to go on your own wheel and try to make yourself get out of Lodabar, because you got to understand that situations happen to make you stronger, so that when you come out of the fire, when you come out of the hell you've been going through, now you have a testimony instead of trying to get out of the situation that you was in by yourself. Because when you stay in your situation, when you embrace everything the devil throws at you, what begins to happen? God, every dot the arrow throw at you, and every piece of lameness in your body, every piece of lameness that come into your future, you got to understand that God now has somebody looking for you to pull you out the whole time you're going through. Oh, God just waiting on you to stay there in the midst and say, I'm going to stay right here. Even though my situation don't look favorable for me, I'm going to stay right here in Lodabar. Because God got somebody that got me on their mind. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, you ought to give God a praise right there, because God got somebody that got you on their mind. Ain't you glad God will never leave you nor forsake you? That he won't forget about you even in a pit place. Even he won't forget about you when you're down to nothing. He won't forget about what you're going through. That he'll still reach down and pick you up. Let me slow it down. He said, where is he? And Ziba said unto him, behold, he is in Lodabar. Oh my God. Isn't that something now? You in Lodabar, but yet the people that's trying to bless you is trying to find you. Oh, ain't it something that the anointing will try to hunt you down to bless you? Y'all ain't got it yet. The anointing will hunt you down to bless you. See, that's why you ain't got to worry about nobody stealing your blessing. That's why you ain't got to worry about people to put their mouth on you sideways. Let them talk about you all they want to talk about you. Let them say you ain't got it all together. Let them say you'll never amount to anything. But God got somebody that's looking for you. They say even when the world say you ain't worth nothing, you are worthy enough to sit at the king's table. I don't care if you've been walking around like a dog. God say it's a time that any time now I got to send somebody to bless your name. Anytime. Anytime. Oh, I feel this. But he said, yeah, he in Lodabar. The king said, fetch him out of Lodabar. Oh, ain't you glad that God sent somebody to pull you out the dope house? Oh, y'all missed it. Ain't you glad that somebody, God sent somebody to come and reach and pull you up out the club when you was out doing what you wanted to do in the world? God put you on mama's heart. He put you on grandma's heart. He put you on granddaddy's heart and said, keep on praying for that baby. Keep on fasting for that baby until you pull them out of the hands of the enemy, until you pull them out of the bondage place that they in. They said, go and fetch him. Go get him out of there. Oh, because you got to look at it. If God hadn't touched somebody, you would still be where you was. If it weren't for somebody praying for you, you would still be right there in Lodabar. You would have been still shooting up. You would have been still walking the streets. You would have been still drinking some Hennessy. You would have been still drinking and doing everything you wanted to do. You would have been still walking the wrong path. But praise be to God, somebody was praying. And it happened. Anytime. They took the time to pray for me. Had me on their mind. And because they had me on their mind, oh, something inside of me was telling me I need to move from where I am. Something started stirring on the inside. And then that's when you got the feeling just like Jeremiah. It says something now is just like fire that shut up in my bones. And now I can't control it. Oh my God. Look at your neighbor and say, get ready to come out. Somebody looking for you. But now when it says, Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face in reverence. And David said to Mephibosheth, and he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said to him, fear not. See, you can't be scared when God sends the blessing your way. See, some of you are so scared that you can't even receive the blessing when God sends the blessing. You can't even recognize when God has sent the anointing to pull you up out of Lodabar, because you're so scared now of changing your current environment. You are so scared now to step out of your comfort zone. Why? Because now God has sent somebody that even though you ain't got yourself together yet, he will call you to come out before men and show them the anointing that's on your life. And you are so afraid that people won't receive the anointing on your life. You are so afraid that people are going to judge you of your past. You are so afraid that people are not going to accept the anointing on your life. But anytime now, baby, God gonna send somebody. God gonna put a fresh anointing on your life that you can walk out above men and begin to decree and declare the word of the Lord and say, God has pulled me out. God has saved and delivered me, and now I got a reason to give God praise. But you can't be afraid But see, some of us want to stay in Lodabar. Why? Because it's right there we hid now. People can't look at us the way they used to. People ain't going to bring our past up in Lodabar, because Lodabar is a place of no communication, oh God. Lodabar is a place where you don't even begin to talk to folk. You are already by yourself. So now everything that was against you ain't mattering now, because you in Lodabar. And we be afraid. And God say, fetch him out of Lodabar. And he fell down and reverenced him. And he said, be not afraid. Oh, I'm telling you right now, you can't be afraid when God called you to teach the gospel. Oh, when God put a word in your mouth, you can't walk in fear of what people are going to say about you. So what, they don't like you? So what, they said what your past was? Guess what? God used a murderer and turned it around and caused him to begin to preach the gospel. Paul murdered the whole people. He murdered the Christians. But yet God reached down and fetched him out of the pit and reached down in the prison and said, now I need you to begin to do something. Just when I met you on the road to Damascus, something began to happen. And I said, God done put an anointing on my life. But you can't walk in fear. David said, fear not, oh God. Look at somebody and say, don't be scared. But look what he said. David said, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. Look at somebody and say, he's going to be kind now. Let me break it down to you. Watch this scripture. I got about 10 minutes. Look at this. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. Did you get that? Fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for thy father's sake. So it means now that people can't help but to bless you because of who your daddy is. It's people now that got to let you walk in the call and the anointing that's on your life, all because of who your daddy is. Somebody ought to say, thank God for Big Papa. Thank God for Big Papa being my daddy, because as long as I'm his son and you his daughter, I am a king's kid. And he said, I got to show you kindness for your father's sake. Oh. See, sometimes you just get blessed because you're in the right place at the right time. Sometimes the anointing just rests on you because of who your father is. Come on now, somebody asked me about Joseph. His brothers didn't even like who he was. He didn't even like, they said now when they begin to throw him in the pit, they had to take the coat of many colors off of him. Why? Because every time they saw that coat of many colors, it reminded them of what the father had put on him. And they say, every time I look at you, you look just like your daddy. Oh, every time I look into your face, I see the anointing all over you. Every time I come around you, the anointing and the fire of God begin to burn. So you got to understand, everybody can't be in your presence. Everybody gonna begin to can't hang around you like they used to because of the anointing and who your daddy is. But we don't want to let some relationships go. We don't want to let certain people go. And then you wonder why they don't like you, why they end up setting you up, why they end up being a backstabber, because they didn't have your best interest in heart to begin with. Because guess what? If they don't like you, that means they don't like your daddy. That means you got to begin to hang around some praisers. You got to hang with some worshipers. You got to have a spirit of discernment to know who got your back and who your daddy approve of. See, oh my, I feel something in this place. See, the old saints, See, that's why our young women are getting so jacked up now, because they ain't like grandma and them used to be. See, it was an old time when the old saints, when you was coming up, I know I'm a man, but I got an old wisdom, but it was coming up in grandmother's time that when the daughter would go out and begin to court a male, the first thing she had to do was bring him home to daddy. And if daddy didn't approve of her, she couldn't be allowed to date him any longer. Now you got to understand, now in these days, we're not bringing the men to nobody. We hide them down in Lodabar, because we don't want nobody to see. Oh, we don't want nobody to see him, because we know deep down inside he ain't no good no way. So we don't want to bring him to daddy. That's why we don't bring him into the church, because we know daddy not going to approve of it. I can't bring him to church. He still got some issues. I can't bring him into the house of God with me. I got to leave him in Lodabar where I'm hidden and there's no communication. I got to leave him down in Lodabar. But I come to let you know, it don't matter if the man is a little lame. He got to be willing to come before the Father. Because when he come before the Father, that's when God begins to make him whole and make him over again. And something supernatural can begin to manifest. What he said. That's what you call the old daughters of Zion. Oh God. See, when you talk about the daughters of Zion or the daughters of Zelophehad, you got to understand that that's when God will change the rules for you. Which means when the world say it don't add up and it don't apply and it's not lawful for you to do such a thing, God will change the law in your favor. Y'all will get it later. But he said, I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake. And I will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father. Did you hear that? You see that? I will restore all the land of thy father. Oh God. So it means right in the midst of Lodabar where you are. Any time now. Oh God. Any time now. You can wake up and God restore you from everything the devil has stole from you. Everything you left at your father's house, you missed it. And so your father was a king. So what you got to understand, there's royalties left behind for you. But you left them in the palace because you had an issue and you was lame on your feet and found yourself in Lodabar. And somebody has picked up your spoil. But God say, anytime now, I'm going to restore everything that belonged to you that was supposed to be left in your name. I'm going to restore it. Everything you had to lose and give up. Everything that you've been weeping for. It said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I come to tell somebody, you can wake up tomorrow morning and your bank account may be in the negative right now, but somebody wired some money to your account and then God began to restore you back to your rightful place. Anytime now. You may have been dealing with sickness in your body, but anytime now it can leave you. Oh, y'all ain't sitting in this place. Anytime now, you've been praying, you've been fasting, and believing God for your breakthrough, believing God for your miracle, and ain't seen it yet. But I came to encourage you tonight, baby. Keep on praising, keep on worshiping, and anytime now, at any moment, God can begin to show up on your behalf. Even though the family ain't got saved yet, keep on praying, keep on fasting, and anytime now, you're going to look through the door and see that loved one walk right through the front door saying, what must I do to be saved? Now let me reverse it. Let me go back and reverse this. We have to take on the spirit of David. And David went looking. He said, is there anybody in the house of Saul that I can show kindness to? And it means now that the saints of God have to take on the spirit of David and say, is it anybody that's a servant of my God that I can begin to show kindness to? Oh, but we live in a world now where the saints of God is the most meanest snakes it is on the earth. We're living in a time now where the saints can't even begin to help one another. They don't even want to pray for one another. But when we begin to go back to the altar, go back to the place and begin to say, who now can I show kindness to? Who now can I begin to restore them back to the place where God the Father is well pleased? That's when God will begin to do something supernatural. But we don't want to show kindness to nobody no more. You can't ask the church for nothing. Uh-oh. Y'all don't want to be real. Who have you been showing kindness to?
Oh my God.
Look at this. But he said, I will restore all the land of Saul thy father, and thou shalt eat bread of my table continually. Oh my God. You shall eat bread of my table continually. Oh, I'm telling you right now, when you open your mouth and give God a supernatural praise for the next 14 seconds, God say, this thing, this blessing is going to be continual. It means that you're not going to never be missing nothing again. You ain't going to be lacking this time. But God say, this is going to be a continual type of blessing. All you got to do is have a continual type of praise. And when you continue to praise God, God say, you will eat at the table continually. Continually. Oh my God. God said continually. 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 You're going to be healed continually. You're going to be blessed continually. You're going to walk in prosperity continually. Oh, it ain't going to come and stop like no more. It ain't going to be no ups and downs no more. All you got to do is begin to praise your way through it. And when you praise, it's going to be continual.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.